So to start the right way, so that I feel comfortable, and so that you learn a little bit of my language, I want to teach you the first word that you should learn of any language. And it's a way of saying hello. The way we do it, we raise our right hand and hold it open. This shows that our hand is open. We're not hiding anything from each other. And then we speak saying these words. Ya ta he. Ya ta he. Good. Lilawashti. Ya ta he means my heart is open too, just like my hand. In other words, you can come in and be my friend. And wherever you go, whatever language you hear spoken, I hope that a word like that will be the first that you learn, the first that you hear. And so now I feel better. I'm Sanakwa. I'm Abenaki Indian, originally from central Quebec in Canada. And tonight we're going to have a good time. One of the creatures that I always revered, and one that was very mystical to me, was a snake. Because where I come from, you don't see any snakes. My father used to tell me about them, though. And he told me many wonderful things about the snake. Now, a lot of people don't think of the snake as a lovable thing. But I do. And as I said, I never saw one, but my father would tell me about them. He'd tell me that the snake can't blink his eyes. His eyes are frozen open. And I'd ask my father, well, then how can the snake go to sleep if he can't close his eyes? And my father says, well, he was taught to wait until the darkest hours of the night, and then he can sleep. And my father told me that the snake is cold-blooded, that his blood is cold to the touch. And I said, well, then how doesn't he freeze to death? And my father would say, well, the Creator has taught him to lay out in the rocks in the sun. That keeps him warm. And so he lives. And my father said that the snake doesn't have any legs. Well, I asked, well, then how does he move about? And my father would tell me that he was taught to crawl along the ground, and he moves about. The Creator takes care of all of his. The most wonderful thing that I found out about the snake, though, is that he has a fine beaded skin, just like my belt. I don't know how many people have ever looked closely at a snake and seen the fine beaded pattern in their skin. And the snake's skin is very well beaded. And I'd ask my father, well, you said that the snake don't have any arms or legs. And he said, this is true. And I said, well, if he doesn't have any hands, how could he weave the belt, the beads, to make his skin? My father said, you listen, and I'll tell you, and the story is true. Because it was long ago, when it was long ago, when this our world was new, when the great father finished making the mountains and the valleys, and he put the waters all where they should be, then he decided to fill this world with creatures of every kind, great and beautiful were the creatures that he made. Now, each one he made the body from clay. And with his own breath, he filled them with life. Each one he touched on the head and upon the heart so that they could learn and they could feel love. And so it was the great father decided to make a great and beautiful lizard that he would call Shishigwa, snake. So the great father took clay and he rolled it out into a great long strip like we would use to make a coiled pot. Have you ever made a pot like that with a coil of clay? Well, this was the body of Shishigwa. But when the great father reached in his pot for more clay to make Shishigwa's legs, the pot was empty. There was no clay. And so the great father says to Shishigwa, snake, you must wait here, and I must go to the river and gather more clay to make your legs. And when I get the clay, I will make your legs and finish you. So you wait until I return. And so it was. The great father went to the river to gather clay. And Shishigwa waited. And he waited for a long time. And finally, Snake says to himself, I don't wish to wait here any longer. I wish to go out and see the great beauty of this creation world for myself. And when I see that great beauty, then I will return here and my father will finish me. And so it was, with no legs. Shishigwa crawls off into the grass, and he is gone. Now, you know that snakes still don't have any legs today. This story is true, huh? And so it was. The great father returns, and he sees that snake is gone, and he worries in his heart, saying to himself, "Poor Shishigwa. He's gone, and I didn't get to finish him. He doesn't have his legs. But worse than that, he doesn't have any skin. How will he live?" And so it is. Shishigwa is off in the grass with no legs and no skin. Well, he sees the great beauty of this creation world, and he loves it dearly in his heart. But time passes, and the sun goes down, and darkness comes that first evening of creation time so long ago. Now, you know, at night it gets cold, doesn't it? And Shishigwa doesn't have any skin to keep him warm, and pretty soon he starts to freeze. And he shivers and he shakes. And so cold does he get that still today the snakes are cold-blooded. You know this is true. And he shivers and he shakes and he says to himself, "Oh, it gets a cold at night in this creation world. I have no skin to keep me warm. I must do something. My body hurts so that I will die." Shishigwa looks out and around. And off in the distance, he sees the glow of a nice warm fire. Now, Shishigwa was touched with wisdom, and he knows that if he gets up next to the fire will keep him warm. And so he goes off to be near to the fire. When he gets near to the fire, he sees that the fire is inside a circle of wigwams. Inside of each wigwam, there's a nice warm fire. And so Shishigwa goes inside the first wigwam. He goes to get up next to the fire, but there's a woman inside. What do you think woman does when she sees a snake coming toward her? She screams, because she's frightened. And she frightens poor Shishigwa, so he crawls back out into the cold where he knows that he will die. And there, with great tears in his eyes, he says to himself, "I don't understand. I just wish to get him next to the fire to be warm, but woman thinks I'm ugly, and she screams at me." Poor snake, he doesn't understand. And so cold is it now that the tears, they freeze in his eyes so that he can't blink them. And slowly he crawls away, and slower he crawls as his body begins to freeze. And soon his tail freezes into ice, and it cracks and it breaks into pieces, and it rattles as he crawls along the ground. And Shishigwa knows that he will die. He looks inside another wigwam, and there he sees a nice warm fire, but there's a man inside. And so Shishigwa is very quiet, and very careful he crawls. He gets up next to the fire, and right up next to the man, and there he curls himself, and he starts to get warm. But the man looks down, and he sees a snake right next to him. The man jumps up, and he takes his stick, and he hits Shishigwa, and he hurts him very badly. The snake crawls outside, and he knows now he will die. And he looks for a place along the ground to lay himself to die. Poor snake, he doesn't understand. But as he's crawling along the ground, he sees something laying there, a fine beaded belt like mine. Now, someone went in that night, and they didn't pick up after themselves, and they left this fine beaded belt laying on the ground. And Shishigwa loves great beauty, so that he stops to see this thing, and he looks at it, and he admires the colors, and he says to himself, "Oh, this is a beautiful thing. I'm glad that I saw this before I died. It makes my heart so glad. I love this great beauty." And then he says, "Oh, I wish I had a skin like this. For if I had a skin like this, these fine colors would keep me warm, and I would not die. And then I would be beautiful, and woman wouldn't scream at me, and a man wouldn't hit me with a stick. If only I had a skin like this." And so it was that Shishigwa thought about making a fine skin from this beautiful beaded belt. Now, when I was young, I worked in the hunting camp, and I helped to skin the animals that my people trapped. And when you take off the skin, underneath the body is sticky. Did you know that? Well, this is true. I guess that sticky is what holds on our skin. And Shishigwan doesn't have any skin, so his body is sticky, huh? And he knows this. And so this is what he does. Right where those beads are laying on the ground, Shishigwa crawls up on them. What do you think begins to happen? The beads begin to stick. And he rolls over on the beads and over. And more beads stick and more and more. And soon Shishigwa is covered all with bright, shiny beads from his nose to his tail. And so it is. This is how Shishigwa, the grandfather of snakes, got his fine beaded skin that first evening of creation time so long ago. And so it is. Snakes everywhere in the world today, the great-grandchildren of Shishigwa, all have fine beaded skins. And I know this story is true because my father told me, and it's finished. So that's how the snake got his skin. It's a nice story, and it means something different to every different age. But one of the morals of that story is simply this, and I think it applies to us here, especially when we go out into the world at large. Why do you think that the woman screamed at snake, and why do you think the man hit him with a stick? He was the first snake ever made. No one ever saw a snake before. Why would they do that? Well, he looked strange. He didn't have any skin. He didn't have any arms or legs. He was different, wasn't he? And all too often in this world, we find when people see something or someone that's different, they think right away that different is bad. It frightens them, and they strike out. And one of the things that we need, especially us, to teach this world or to exhibit to it, that different isn't bad. It's just different, and that's all. Our stories are fun. There are a lot of fun stories. It's an entertainment because we didn't have television. Some parts up there, they still don't have regular electricity. Some people still live with wood stoves and kerosene lamps. And it's not a bad life. They're sure not subject to the energy crisis. If the weather is cold, they cut more wood. And it's a pretty simple life. Our entertainment in our stories was one of the things that we had. We went out to the hunting camp. We didn't have electricity there. And we'd sit around a fire at night. It was the only real entertainment we had. It was a good time, and it's something that I miss a great deal. I think one of the things that's missing from this world is that kind of personal contact in a family and a living story. A lot of people ask me to write my stories down, but I haven't done that because, to me, it kind of kills them. They're living things as long as there's someone to tell them. So I've been teaching people the stories. And every time a story is told, even though it's word for word the same, like the story of Shishigwa the snake, every time it's told, it's different. It means something else.